The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Adatula, and you delivering on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. It has been fun thus far, and it gets even more fun as we open up the window to win $50 to Techstar Grill Shops. It's a $50 gift card. We will give that out at some point during this hour. But we begin by talking about these Texans, and it feels like, we know coming into the season, there was a clear expectation of contending at a high level. And I won't say that that's entirely gone, but that's all but gone, right? Like, I think most people have come to terms with the idea that this team is not on the same par with the Chiefs and the Bills and the Ravens, and who am I forgetting in the AFC at the higher echelon?
Hell, Steelers.
markets would actually point you to a place where the Steelers are similar or relatively similar in with the betting market and their Super Bowl odds. Relatively similar when it comes to it being in the AFC. The Texans down there with the Steelers, the Chargers in that space. But when it comes to the higher ends, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills, right? And the AFC at the very least. Talk less of the NFC teams, right? Look at them as like real championship contenders. Now, of course, things can still happen, right? If these things do come together and they get this thing right, there's still an opportunity to contend, right? There's still games to be played. And that's one of the hopes that you hold out for. But We did talk about the idea that maybe we just have to come to terms with the idea that this is a stepping stone season. And if it ends up being one of those, right?
The sound of that.
If you are Detroit Lions circa 2022, where you are building towards eventually being that real bona fide Super Bowl contender that's possibly one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league, right? If you're still building towards that, are you good with that? 713-572-4610.
Are you good with being a stepping stone season?
If it does indeed turn out to be that.
I don't want to be. That's not a good answer, but I don't want that. And by the way, I've mentioned this, and I think it's worth mentioning again. They told us, not me, not Figgy, not you, not our listeners, not anyone outside the organization. The Texans told us this was more than a stepping stone season. But you recalibrate at some point, right? I mean, you have to recalibrate.
You make decisions and you make conclusions based off the information provided to you.
So as much as I hate to recalibrate, I mean, may not have a choice, first of all. And secondly, I would have to see an actual step up in some way. Because you say, you know, by saying stepping stone, that means you're climbing, right?
Sure.
So last year they climbed to a very impressive level given what the expectations were. This year the expectations were higher, but if they climb to a point where this defense, you know, has the pieces that are going to be around that are clearly even better, you know, and clearly as good as they've been for large stretches, that's a nice little stepping stone. They're going to, you know, we can go in the next year, no matter what happens, saying they're going to have a defense. this defense is going to be really, really good. That would be good, right? It's not what we expected or hoped, but that would be good. The offense is another story. I mean, where are the stepping stones there? What would you want to see, you know?
Yeah, and I think you're getting to some of the things that I thought about as I was mulling this question for myself. And one of the things I was like, okay, it feels like, going back to what you said, this team in their actions told us that this was a contention year, mm-hmm. right? Going and acquiring talent. And I was like, let me look at the roster and see how much of the talent that you have this year is going to port over to next year to see if, like, hey, you're getting the ball rolling and then this ends up being a stepping stone and more contention. Obviously, your quarterback is set. Running back-wise, Joe Mixon is still under contract for two more seasons after this one. In addition to Damian Pierce, you have British Brooks, right? I don't know how important you view that in the grand scheme of things. Wide receiver-wise, this is where it gets a little interesting because obviously Nico Collins you still have under contract. You signed that new deal. He's good till 2027. Tank Dell you still have for a few more years. Xavier Hutchinson you still have. John Mechie you still have at least for next year. So you have a nice core. You don't have Stephon Diggs. And I think the part about that, like maybe you can convince yourself that's fine. The part of that that is a little frustrating is that Stephon Diggs deal, not the trade, but cutting off those years.
Yeah.
He counts $16.5 million against your cap next year while not being on the team.
More than likely.
Like, I think that is the thing about next year that makes it, that starts getting tough, is that you have $16 million in the hole just off of Stephon Diggs alone because you did this in some ways as a
That's the biggest sign of all that they were in.
And then, you know, Dalton Schultz, Cade Stover still on the books, Brevin Jordan not. Offensive line, that's a whole other can of worms that you would have to figure out in a stepping stone situation. But going to what you were talking about defensively, similar situation like as I'm going now. Linebackers you still have under contract when you hit Henry Toto, Christian Harrison, of course, Azeez Al-Shaair, cornerbacks, all those things, safeties. Defensive line is an interesting place. Because defensive line, you have Danielle Hunter, you have Will Anderson, you have Denico Autry. Outside of that, Olu Fatukasi is a free agent. Jerry Hughes. Tim Settle you still have, but Derek Barnett, Mario Edwards, all free agents. Like, some nice vital parts of your defensive line, which has been the strongest point of your defense, are not under contract. And then you go back to the fact that, again, you have like $16.5 million on your salary cap that is going to be just for that spot of that wide receiver. I don't think I'm good with this just being a stepping stone, even though you have a lot of your pieces going forward. You put a lot of effort into this being the year. You did a lot of things geared towards that, and you made decisions, including that Stephon Diggs decision with the contract, to put you in a place where this is a contending year. I'm not going to pull my hair out if ultimately that's where you land, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
Well, as I said at the start, I don't want it to be a stepping stone season. We wanted more. We expected more. They told us it was going to be more. But if you set aside the contracts, and I know it's hard to do because you're going to have to deal with defensive tackles that you got to find and another wide receiver you got to find and all that. But if you see real progress and development and maybe even hints of becoming elite-type players from the ones you do have around, to me, that's a good stepping stone. If Kamari Lassiter the rest of the way is like, whoa, well, I know he's hurt right now, but you know, if Kalen Bullock comes in and gets three more interceptions, you'll be like, all right, those are pieces that we can talk about next year, that maybe next year will be the 2023 Lions. As you referenced the 2022 Lions, maybe that you can take that next step and you'll feel pretty good. Same thing on the offensive side. You know, John Mechie starts showing some stuff down the stretch, you're like, okay.
You say starts. He's already.
Well, he has started, but continues to show stuff. You know, obviously Tank Dell, we know, and maybe he becomes something even better. Mixon, you mentioned, is going to be around. So, like, it's almost like if you can set aside the holes that you're going to need to fill, which every team does.
But the holes that you need to fill are seemingly large, and I know that this is more an off-season question that you have to come to. Offensive line, I think that all three of us on this show are to a place where that has to be addressed in earnest when it comes to the offseason. Now, that's something you'll deal with at that point. How much can you call it a stepping stone when you have such a integral piece that of a team that also needs cohesion, that we all think needs overhaul?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I say again, it always comes back down to the offensive line. Because let's talk about this realistically. Realistically, you could have three new starters on the offensive line. Kenyon Green, Laremy Tunsil, and Titus Howard. That's daunting. Like, maybe some people don't think that's realistic. I do. I mean, I think there could be some real changes on this offensive line based on everything we've seen, based on some of the things they've said. I know there's some contract, you know, some contract issues there, but I think realistically you could have at least three new starters on the offensive line. That's a little troublesome.
But, I mean, again, to the question of are you good with this being a stepping stone season if it does indeed get to that place? Someone from on the text line, on the 5-Hour Energy fan line says, yes, last season early success has spoiled us. When you hired D'Amico and drafted CJ, you're saying that it's going to take a few years to develop. And I hear you on that, and that's probably something that you agree with if you do not push so many of your assets into a place where you're trying to jump to that spot. I think once you commit your assets in that place, and this, I guess, goes back to kind of being a feeling of being pot committed, mm-hmm. you need to start delivering in that way. And you still have a possibility of it, right? I don't want to pretend like that is gone, but it feels like we have all kind of acknowledged that you can get to the playoffs, but I don't know that, especially with the way that you've been playing to this point, that you're going to be able to contend with those teams and the top teams in the AFC that we listed to start the segment. That I think was the whole point mm-hmm. of pushing yourself in that way, right? You got to the AFC divisional round and you played against a Ravens team that you didn't have any real chance being on the same field with mm-hmm. in a real way.
But it also comes back to, you know, just how they end the year, which I don't think anybody is expecting them to end the year in the Super Bowl at this point.
Even, no.
But let's say they win a divisional game. They win, you know, first round. Win a divisional game and just sort of surprise people, even with their holes, and then they get exposed because it's not sustainable to think it's not right to think that this is sustainable throughout a big playoff run, that they can their shortcomings won't be exposed at some point. But if they just show something individually that, you know, that's why Nick Casario gets the big bucks, you know, that where they can maybe fill some of these other holes in these questions, defensive interior line, offensive line, whether it's one, two or three guys that you have to replace. I think we'll feel pretty good about it being a stepping stone season if they just show it at the end of the year.
That's ultimately what it's going to show. That's what's going to tell us. But mm-hmm. this is where I've been constantly banging the drum of process. I'm not confident that they have done enough that when you come to the end of the year that they'll be able to contend on that high level.
Yeah, what if they whimper to the finish line?
And
then it's even more questions.
You have the schedule that's kind of up and down in such a way where you've got three, four, five probably of these games towards mm-hmm. the end of the season that are like, oh, winnable, and I don't know how much you feel like that tells you about yourself as a team. And you've got two of them.
Then you got Chiefs and Ravens.
Back to back. That are going to tell you a ton
yeah.
about what level of actual contender you are or not. It just feels like you made the declaration in your actions that you were going to be a contender, and I don't think that you're living up to the declaration of being a contender. And that is, one, clearly frustrating, but two, I think it points to a improper use of assets in a way.
Yes, and so where do we fall? Are you good with that? Are you good with small incremental improvements, maybe individually, but then you have more big questions on the lines and more big questions at the receiver and more big questions in terms of another season without making any significant.
Well, how incremental is the improvement if you do have those big questions?
I'm talking about incremental, like what we're seeing from, yeah, like, let's say, you know, Lassiter and Bullock and Will Anderson, for that matter. You know, Will Anderson continues to ball all the way to the end of the year. We'll feel pretty good about that, but will it be a good stepping stone if they just end with a whimper in the postseason?
I
don't think so.
I don't think so, and I think that ends up being the, yeah, issue with this, and why it's been so imperative to do things,
yeah,
in such a way to actually pay off the contention that it feels like you set yourself up for.
Yeah,
you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Or just earlier, because the Astrodome Conservancy came out with their newest plan to fix the Astrodome, we decided to get a little silly and come up with the most absurd plans that we have or that we could come up with for the Astrodome. 713 said the biggest Buc-ee's in the world, and I feel like you might be able to sell that one.
Well, that might be on the table.
Yeah.
But you got a big hole there for all the fuel, all the gas. It's built in. Just line it.
Yeah, but where are you going to put the gas pumps?
Put a bunch of a bunch of gas in there, and then figure out where to put 800 gas pumps.
On the text line, somebody said, someone had said multi-level brothel, which I'm still kind of shook by. They, mm-hmm, said you do that due to pricing level, so the VIPs go all the way to the top.
No, I got a text to put different kinds of women on each floor.
Oh, God. All right. Okay, that might be.
I'd like to go to the blondes floor, please.
moving quickly away from that, yeah, turn the Astrodome into a parking garage. Astrodome petting zoo. I think you can make that work.
You could.
Yeah, you already got the pets in there.
100%.
I think it'd be a lot of cats and rats.
And for no particular reason, this made me chuckle. Home of the 2025 Tampa Bay Rays.
All right.
How about a circus, guys? Okay, very good.
Or you put the Oakland A's in there.
No, the circus is...
Oakland, yeah, the A's are looking for...
They can play there right now.
Just play right there in Astrodome.
The circus is the Astrodome Conservancy.
All right. I did set up.
Make another Astro World. Put
indoor
it inside.
Astro World?
Indoor Astro World.
I like what you're doing there. I would go for that. Yeah. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we're about that time to do our lunchtime confessions brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, and we'll do those next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.